go with the message this morning. Great faith. Say that with me. Oh, boy, you're sleeping on me. One more time. Come on. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. We're in a little series on faith in both services today, on faith. We've been doing that last several weeks. We'll probably do at least one more week on faith. Faith. Why are we doing something on faith? Because it's something I need. I was selfish this time around when I was putting messages together. I wanted to be encouraged. I wanted to encourage myself in the Lord. I want to encourage myself in faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's what? Impossible to do what? It's impossible to please God. So you know what? I know today God is very pleased at both of my sermons because they're on faith. He loves it when we talk about faith. He loves it, though, when we take it from talking and start doing. Amen? And start believing. So we've been talking about great faith in this first service. We looked at a lot of the people in the book of Hebrews. Last week, a crazy good message. I love that story out of the Old Testament about the children of Israel going out to spy out the land, remember? So are you going to be a grasshopper or are you going to be a what? A giant, okay? You're going to think you're well able or we are not well able. What are you going to believe? It's up to you what you believe, okay? As long as you're alive, you can have faith. Say that with me. As long as I'm alive, I can have. As long as I'm alive, I can have hope. The Bible actually says, as long as you're connected to the living, you can have hope. That basically means, as long as you got a pulse, you can have what? Are you listening? As long as you're alive, you can have hope. As long as I'm alive, I can believe. It's my choice. And I love this verse over in Ecclesiastes. It says, because better is a living dog than a dead lion. Did you hear me? Oh, look at the big dead lion. Ain't he pretty? King of the jungle. He's dead. But the old mangy, scrawny dog with his ribs showing and his teeth. God says better to be a mangy dog that's got ribs showing and been hit upside the head even and kicked in the teeth and you're alive than to be that dead lion. Because as long as you're alive, you can have what? Sure. I like that, don't you? One of my favorite verses. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. Amen? So if you're alive today, you can have what? You can have hope. You can have faith. Let's go with the message. We're going to see what we got, Rod. We'll roll. There's that grasshopper. A defining faith. A defining faith. The way we handle situations defines who we are. The children of Israel, 10 of them, went in and said, we can't do it. And it defined who they were. They had no faith. They were weak. They were scared. Who wants? And they were, by the way, leaders. They were the leaders that Moses had picked out of the over the tribes. Remember? Who wants to go behind in battle behind somebody like that? Say yes or no. Say. Okay. But see, their true colors showed who they really were. They did not believe. They would rather be in Egypt than to lead the children of Israel into a land that God said was theirs. Now, two of them had faith, and it defined them for the rest of their life. Caleb was known from then on out as a bulldog for God. Joshua took Moses' place and became the leader of the children of Israel. And it was Joshua who fought the battle of Jericho. You ever heard that song say, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho? Yeah. Didn't name any of them other 10 suckers. You don't know their names, do you? Your faith defines you. And faith happens a lot of times in the crucible, in the hard times of life. Amen. Say, I'm up on the mountain. Ain't it a beautiful mountain? Ain't it pretty? Life's going great. Yeah, anybody can do that. But what about when times are tough? What about when the rubber hits the road? What's going to define you? Your faith. Okay? There's a verse over in that story, in Numbers 13, where it says this. And here's what the Bible says. And these are the ten that didn't have the faith. And there we saw the what? The sons of Anak, which come of the giants. Now this is important. This last part. And we were in our what? Say on sight. One more time. One more time. And we were in our own sight as what? We were in our own what? We defined ourselves as what? We saw ourselves as what? And so we were in their sight. Your faith will define you to your enemies. Did you hear me? The ministry that I have among our ball team is to try to get them to think they can. Our varsity football team. We're smaller. We're fewer in number. The thing that can give us our edge is believing we can. Did you hear me? So the last thing they hear out of me before they go on the field, really the last thing they hear before you go on the field at Lemon Bay High School, is you hear me hollering at you, and you hear me leading you in prayer in Jesus' name, and then you run out that door. Amen? Because your faith defines you. If you see yourself as a loser, others will see you as a what? And guys, you can have the best excuses in the world. And they're true even. You can be beat up, beat down, left for dead. You can be mistreated and you know, you can have all these things against you. But if you don't see yourself as conquering, and we're more than what the Bible says, conquerors through who? Him who loved us. If we don't see ourselves as conquerors, if we don't define ourselves by having faith, don't be surprised if the enemy, the wicked one, the devil, doesn't see right through all that bull, and he sees that we are losers, and he'll eat our lunch. Are you listening or not? So, we were in our what? Own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. So today's message is a defining faith, and we're into it now. But the point is, God really hates it when we're like that. You might wonder, what does God hate? Well, God says in Proverbs 6 several things he hates: a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, people that go around gossiping. He names several of them in Proverbs 6. But I'm going to tell you what something God really hates. I think he hates more than anything is when you and I don't have faith. Did you know without faith you're going to go to hell? Did you know that, yes or no? And so instead of getting mad, well, God's mad at me because I don't have faith, you know, God would really like to save you. And it really bothers him, and it not only does it hate, he hates it, but it hurts him that his son would give his life on the cross and we wouldn't have faith in his son to be saved. Did you hear me or not? God just hates it, and when we're believers in Christ, and we know the scriptures even. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? With God, nothing is what? Impossible. For all things work together for what? To them that love God. God hates it when he gives us broken lives, broken people all throughout the Bible. They're not superhuman, are they? No, and he shows us the warts, the wrinkles, the problems of the people. And how he was with them, he never left them. He shows how they fell, how they got up again. He shows how he chastened them. He shows all kinds of stuff in the scriptures. Look at the ragtag bunch Jesus had. Can you not watch and pray with me? I'm only going to be with you a little longer, guys, for 1 hour. And they did what? They slept. And then when he's dying on the cross, they all forsook him and what? Fled, run away. And then his leader, the leader, he did what? Denied him and cussed him. Is that what happened? Why does God give us all that? He's trying to show us, guys, faith is something we can all have. It's not superhuman. You hear me? And it's going to define who you are. The majority report. We're still talking a little bit about what we talked about last week. The majority report is always going to be the grasshopper report. It's always going to be the grasshopper report. Don't be surprised if the church and you as a believer in Christ, you hear this your whole life. We are not what? We're not able. We're not able. That's the majority report. We be not able to go up against the people for they're what? Stronger than we are. That's the majority report. It will always be the grasshopper report. Now listen to me a minute. It's much easier to not what?
It's much easier to whine, to complain, and to quit than to stand up and act like a man and have faith. Did you hear me? Yeah. It's a whole lot easier on your bad marriage to just not see what you can do and just quit and cut and run. You hear me? Yes or no? Than to stick in there and do everything you can, man. You can just go with that, whatever. Amen. Come on. It's much easier not to have faith, guys. Faithless people, this is my words, faithless people will always be in the what? It's just up to you if you want to spend your time with them. Oh, I'm telling you. You can tell faithless people. See, because faith defines who you are. Amen? If you want to talk about Sister So-and-so, more than encourage Sister So-and-so. If you want to talk about the problems in your life, more than the good in your life. If you want to talk about, the building's taking so long, instead of going, wow, isn't that incredible? Debt-free for the glory of God. See how that works, yes or no? Don't be surprised, though. Faithless people will always be in the what? The majority. God hasn't called us to be in the majority. He said, narrow is the gate to life everlasting, but broad is the way that leads to what? Destruction. The faithless also will always do what? They'll always attract the crowd. We can't get some bigger crowd than we can. Did you know that? Say. We can't. Did you hear what he said? What? We can't. Yeah, but no, we can't. No. He said, and she said it too. Before you know it, you got a crowd saying we can't. And before you know it, you're hanging out with a bunch of losers. You hear me today? Don't be surprised. Yeah, but it seems like I'm the only one in my family that has faith. Well, thank God you have faith. Maybe. Yeah, but I wish. Well, whatever. Hush your mouth. Why don't you keep having faith and you define yourself by faith and let people see that you're a person of faith? And maybe along the way, there'll be a couple more that'll come on and join you in your faith. Amen? And maybe you'll have an incredible life, by the way, say, with God in your life. Come on. The minority report is this. Okay, but I call it, it's still the giant report. I think you're a giant if you're in the minority. Say, I'm a giant. I'm a giant. I'm a giant. I ain't no grasshopper. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. So I'm a giant. Amen? Come on. Now, this is always the minority report. We are what? Oh, we're well able to do this. You get a good plan together. You announce your good plan. And before long, about 30 people will come and tear that plan apart. Amen? Now, sometimes our plans are stupid and somebody needs to do that with them. But more than not, you have something positive and somebody will want to have something negative to tear it down. Are you listening or not? Come on. Caleb and Joshua said, we are well able to do what? We're able to, well able to overcome. Your faith is going to define you as an overcomer or as a loser and a quitter. Your faith is going to define you. It's not easy to have what? It's not easy to have real faith, guys. It's not easy when you're down on the count. You're down on the mat, baby. You are knocked out. You feel like you've been run over by a truck. Poof! And somehow, in that state, you're going to try to believe. Are you kidding me? It's hard, ain't it? Say, how many know what I'm talking about? Come on. It's hard. Have real faith. Now, it's not that hard when we're in a church group and we're singing glory, glory, hallelujah. You know what I mean? But when you've been run over, when you're hurt, when you have every right to quit and everybody you know is telling you to quit, it's hard to go, no, I'm not going to quit. And when you have that faith, it's going to define you. Did you hear me? Have I lost you? Hope I'm not boring you to tears. People with faith will always be in the what? I don't know what Bible you've been reading. Stop being discouraged.
Satan is the prince of the power of the air and the ruler of this world. Is that what the Bible says?
Well, I can't believe everything's going wrong in America and in the world. Why are you thinking it's going to be differently? Why don't you let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven and quit just hush and keep doing? Amen. Listen. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, the country's going to hell in a handbasket. I don't know if you checked or not. Look down through the centuries. People have been going to hell in a handbasket forever.
We can get so down, so discouraged. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to define us and our faith is going to be squashed. Come on. You're always going to be in the minority. You know? I wish every seat was filled this morning. I believe the ministry we have, the love that we have, we preach God's Word, I think it's deserving of every seat to be filled. I believe that with all my heart. My goal in our life one day as a church is one day we'll have such a crowd that when people fuss or something, I can say, good, we need your seat. Yeah. Come on. Faith, baby. Faith, man. Are you hearing me? It shouldn't surprise us. Reaching people for Christ isn't easy. Starting a church ain't easy. 9 out of 10 fail. 9 out of 10 new church starts fail. And 99-point-something% of them never get landed in their own building. They just continue to meet in other locations for their whole existence. And that's okay. I'm just saying it. Don't be surprised if it's hard. Amen. Say. That's what we're talking about today. But as things get hard and you keep driving the ball, and you keep driving the ball, but they just got sacked. Well, get up, baby, and keep going. Amen? And that's going to define you as you keep moving. You listening? The faithful will always do what? Distract the crowd. Again, these are my words. Don't be surprised as you as a person of faith if people don't get a little tired of you. Amen. Say. Yeah. And they might even say this. Well, I just can't believe you. You're always looking on the bright side. You know? You ever had anybody tell that to you? I just can't believe you. Say, okay, it's not, you're not bragging. It's just the truth. Come on. I can't believe the way you handle situations. You're a nut. You ever had anybody tell you ought to just turn on God? Just turn your back on God and walk away from him? Anybody in the building, somebody said that to you before? Come on. The popular vote is grasshoppers. That's always the popular vote. The Lord has brought us to this land to what? See, that's always going to be the popular vote, guys. That when it comes down to brass tacks, when it comes down, when the going gets tough, the popular vote's going to say, God is not good. God, you did this to me. Did you hear me? And you might be shocked that I'm saying that today. Guys, I don't know what world you live in. I live in the real world. And I hear people all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I see the polling data. When people are polled that are believers in Christ, that don't believe the Bible, that don't believe God, that don't believe Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father, yet they call themselves a believer in Christ. That's the majority. The popular vote, grasshoppers. And wherefore, if the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey, were it not better for us to return to what? We will not go. And their faith defined them. And God saw that their faith defined them. And God said, I'm tired of you. And you're not going where I'm going. And if you want to go where God's going, there's only one way to go there, and that's by faith. Did you hear me? That's all he requires. And by the way, it wasn't like God's impatient with people. God is so patient, ain't even funny. This was the 10th time that the people of Israel had rebelled against God since he miraculously delivered them from Egypt. 10 times! And God finally said, I've had it. I can't stand the way you acted. You're done. That's what happened. Here's the 10 times. You go look them up sometime. Check these out on the web. At the Red Sea, at Mar, the wilderness of sin, at Rephidim, at Sinai, going to Kadesh again, going to Kadesh yet again, while at Kadesh, and again at Kadesh. You think God's ever got really frustrated with you? Your faith defines you. You can't please God without faith. Don't expect the promises to be in your life that are in His Word if you don't believe His promises. Did that make sense? Like I'm just umbrellaed in. If you don't believe God, you don't believe God. I don't care what you say. It's the popular vote, a defining faith. God's vote, okay, is the giant vote. Amen? Some scriptures again. And the Lord heard the voice of your words. God, see, God always has the last vote. Say last vote. See, God knows you. He sees you and He sees me. And He always has the last vote. And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was what? Mad as a hornet. And he swear. Can you imagine God in heaven being so angry he's swearing at the people? You know what I mean? It's crazy. Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swore to give unto their fathers. So what he swore as a promise to give to the children of Israel, it was an equal promise swearing they ain't going to see a bit of it. Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and him will I give that land that he has trodden upon unto his children, because he hath wholly what? Or believed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry for me, Moses speaking, we said this last week, say, thou shalt also shall not go in. So Moses said, I don't get to go in either because of you guys, but also because of my own lack of faith. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which stands before thee, he's going to go in, so you encourage him, for he's going to cause Israel to inherit the land. He's going to be the leader. Moreover, your little ones, which you said should be killed, by the way, your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they didn't have the lack of faith, and it didn't define them like your lack of faith defined you. They're going to go in, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn, take your journey into the wilderness. That area you seem to love so much, you just have at it. You stay on the other side of the Red Sea. Enjoy the desert. Amen? You hearing me today? I know we're beating this message a little bit into our head. That's good for us. A defining faith. We got a few minutes left. God requires one thing. Guess what it is? Can we try to do that together as a class? I thought we've done a pretty good job on making it clear. God requires one thing. That's what He requires. Okay? Why don't you work really hard on that one? How about that? Amen? Say. Church stuff is full of all kinds. The Christian life is full of all kinds of stuff we put up there. And God says, why don't you just pull this stuff right on down over here? Not that it's not important, but you just and put faith right up here. Amen? Say. Why don't you work on that and see if this don't fly? And some of this you're going to throw away, by the way, because once you see this, you're going to realize, wow, what's this? Amen? God requires one thing, faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We're not done with the message. Why can I not please God without faith? You might be saying to me, okay, Clark, why can't I please God without faith? Again, just some thoughts today. Number one, it's a slap in the face of God. When you and I don't believe God, and He said, I'm going to be with you, I'm not going to leave you, I'm never going to forsake you, you can do all things through me. When we don't believe we can do it, it's like slapping God in the face. You understand? Say. I'm still looking at blank faces out here. I don't know if you got that one or not. When you don't believe God and God says something's true, it's like taking your hand and slapping God in the face. You don't mean it! We ought not slap God in the face. Amen? Guys, we call sin, there's a bunch of sins that we commit, and they're true and they're horrible. But the biggest sin you'll commit that'll lead you to hell is the sin of unbelief. You understand? It makes God look weak. When we, His children, His followers, don't believe Him, it makes God Almighty look what? It makes Him look weak. He knows that you have named the name of Christ and that you're a child of God, a child of His. And He knows that you've been out there. And when you don't have faith, it makes Him look what? It makes Him look like He doesn't care. Not that he doesn't care at all. It's that they don't believe. But see, he can't tell everybody that. So he just has to take it. God just has to take it. Number three. It makes God appear to be what? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is the big granddaddy of them all right here. Because God is holy. God cannot lie. But when you don't have faith and you name the name of Christ and you don't believe, it makes him look like he's a liar. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Let's be honest. And it's okay. We're just in church this morning. How many, because of your life, you've made God look like a liar? Can I see your hand? How many is willing to say that this morning in church? Because of the way my lack of faith or the way I've done in my life, I've made God like he's a liar. Number four. It makes God, when I don't have faith, when I don't believe, it makes God look like it was his fault because I failed. When I don't have faith, I don't believe, I walk away from God, whatever, my life becomes useless. My light basically goes out. Listen, it makes it look like it was God's fault. Did you hear me? Yes or no? He doesn't like that. Okay? Didn't it make it look like it was his fault to the folks when they went into the land? Stay with me another moment. Didn't it make it look like it was his fault that when the spies came back, didn't it make it look like God was lying? Yes or no? Didn't it make it look like that they had it better in Egypt? Yes or no? Didn't it make it look like if they went into that land, they were going to get killed? So God is just lying. He doesn't care for them. He's crazy. God's going to kill us all. You see why a lack of faith and unbelief really God hates? Yes or no? I beat this hard today. God requires one thing, faith. Faith is a total confidence and trust in God. Say that with me. Faith is a what? And guys, I know this might be going in one end or out the other, but faith without it, and we'll end right here today, Raj. Without faith, say that with me. I'm dead in the water. Now, that's my language. I'm dead in the water. You were swimming, and now you drowned. You dead. Without faith, there you are. You a corpse. You turning blue. Your lips are all blue. Your eyes are popping out. Without faith, that's you. You're dead in the what? You're dead in the water with God. You're dead in the water with God. Without faith. Number two. I ain't got a dog's chance. Say that with me. I ain't got a... That's country talk. Without faith, I don't give a hoot what you say. Without faith in God, I'm going to tell you something right now. You ain't got a dog's chance. You'll see. You keep taking care of you the way you take care of you and not relying on God and believing God. But one day you're going to find out the preacher was right. I don't have a dog's chance. And without faith, you won't see God. One day you'll stand before God. Why should I get into this heaven? Why should I let you in here? You can cry till the cows come home. But unless it's your belief in Jesus Christ, it ain't happening. Did you hear me? All these well-meaning other ways, it's going to be over then. That's hard preaching. Say this last one with me. Faith, without it, I have what? You can sing the songs, you can wave the hands, you can flop like a chicken if you want to. Listen, you have zero connection to God if you don't have faith. And I don't have faith. And that is pretty much the way it is. But here's the with it. Here's the minority. Here's the minority report. Say that with me. Come on, church. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can we say the minority report one more time? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The question is, what do you want to be defined by? Faith or a lack of faith? Believing God tells the truth or making God look like he's a liar? Falling down at the feet of God and worshiping or slapping him. Faith is going to be the thing that's going to define you and me. Amen? A little bit different word today. How about this Minority Report? Say it with me. If God be... Can we say that again? Come on, that's Minority Report. Come on. If... Now, we're in the minority, but we're not alone. Say, I'm not alone. That's why church is important. That's why having believers in your life is important. Amen. I'm not alone, but I'm in the minority, but I ain't alone. Didn't Jesus say, did he say where 20 or 30,000 are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst? Or did he say this? Where what? Don't be surprised if it's two or three, baby, not 20 or 30,000. Because faith is always in the minority. But it defines who I am. Let's stand together. Thank you so much for this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.